on this day back in 1968.
And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know.
Simon and Garfunkel at number one of the album charts.
God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson.
With the soundtrack to The Graduate. Mrs. Robinson, the hit single soundtrack, went to the top of the charts on this day back in 1968. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show on this Monday, April 6th. Jenny Beth Martin from Tea Party Patriots with us in about 10 minutes or so here on the program. If you don't know who I am, well, I've been filling in for Steve for a couple of years now. The general manager of the student radio station here at Hillsdale College in Hillsdale, Michigan, where I also teach in the journalism department. I do a couple of things for them audio-wise, too. The radio-free Hillsdale Hour is available on many of these fine radio stations on the weekends and also in podcast form. SoundCloud, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and elsewhere to find the radio-free Hillsdale Hour. Also host the Hillsdale Classical Education Podcast, available in those fine places, too. Doing a lot of talk recently about parents now at home with students, trying to help them, teach them, learn them some things, how to perhaps do that a little better, easier, how to not freak out about it so much. You're doing fine is generally the message we're trying to share. And my son, we had to go pick up another week's worth of schoolwork yesterday for the first grader. They had sent a couple of weeks home with them on that last day of school some weeks ago. But, of course, at that point, we didn't know how long this was going to last, the whole shutdown. So it continues. Went yesterday. There's, 13 giant tubs outside of the school with all the work inside. We drop off the work that's been done. We pick up a new folder with all sorts of workbooks and classwork in there. Bring it home. And mom now trying to do the best she can with that these next couple of days. I help out, too, where I can. But since I'm still working, mom does most of the work. I come home and lend a hand where I can. Anyway, the Hillsdale College Classical Education Podcast available. And you can also find me at National Review Political Beats, where we talk with people in and around the world of politics about their favorite bands or artists. Part two of The Who with Ben Domenech from The Federalist will be up today at nationalreview.com and also places where fine podcasts are found. We've done 76 or 77 episodes. If you've got some time, not a bad way if you're a music buff to head back through and look through the catalogs of some of your favorite artists with Political Beats. And I write things to you. I just wrote something last week at The Federalist on the death of Adam Schlesinger from Fountains of Wayne. Piece coming up in the American Spectator. So, you'll find me around. At Scott Bertram on Twitter, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter, and then stevegruber.com as well. Some audio from the weekend here. President Trump and also we'll hear from the Surgeon General in a moment. Let's hear from President Trump first. This is, I believe, right at the tail end of yesterday's coronavirus briefing at the White House. Both the president and the Surgeon General trying to prep people because this week could be bad. This week could be bad in terms of deaths. This week could be bad in terms of stress via coronavirus. President Trump yesterday, cut one.
And I'm sure that you know that all of us are going to be working very hard. We're working very hard. We are really coming up into a time that's going to be very horrendous. Probably a time like we haven't seen in this country, wouldn't you say? I mean, I don't think we've seen a time like this in the country. And we're getting to that point where it's going to really be some very bad numbers. We want to keep those numbers a lot lower than they would have been. And we will do that. We have tremendous talent working. We have tremendous people. And that includes governors. That includes everybody. Everybody's working. But unfortunately, we're getting to that time when the numbers are going to peak and it's not going to be a good looking situation. I really believe we probably have never seen anything like these kind of numbers, maybe during the war, during a world war, a World War One or two or something. But this is a war all unto itself, and it's a terrible thing. We will be seeing you soon. We'll keep you totally abreast. We're also going to be releasing new ventilator numbers because we have a lot of them coming and a lot of them going to different locations, and we appreciate it very much. Thank you. Thank you.
President Trump yesterday at the coronavirus briefing saying this next week will be a very tough week. The same message delivered by U.S. Surgeon General Vice Admiral Jerome Adams. He was on yesterday, Meet the Press with Chuck Todd. Chuck Todd asking the Surgeon General, what do you say to these states? I think there's nine states who have not issued stay-at-home orders as of yet. Surgeon General Jerome Adams, what do you say to those states? This is Adams, Surgeon General Adams, yesterday on Meet the Press. Cut one.
Well, I would advise him to follow our 30 days to slow the spread guidelines. I ran a State Department of Health. I've talked to many of these governors, and here's what I say to them. Here's what I would say to them right now. The next week is going to be our Pearl Harbor moment. It's going to be our 9/11 moment. It's going to be the hardest moment for many Americans in their entire lives. And we really need to understand that if we want to flatten that curve and get through to the other side, everyone needs to do their part. 90% of Americans are doing their part, even in the states where they haven't had a shelter in place. But if you can't give us 30 days, governors, give us a week. Give us what you can so that we don't overwhelm our healthcare systems over this next week. And then let's reassess at that point. We want everyone to understand you've got to be Rosie the Riveter. You've got to do your part.
It sounds like at a minimum you'd wish every governor would issue at least 1 week.
I wish every governor would encourage the people in their states to follow these guidelines for 30 days. That's what I want. But I want them to do what they can within their states. We know that from a public health perspective, and I ran a public health department, right, whether it's smoking or opioids, there are all sorts of different rules and regulations in different states. Right. You remember just last week, which was forever ago in Corona time, Governor Cuomo actually said it would be declaring war on the states to issue a federal quarantine. Governors are rightly protective of their ability to determine what's best for their citizens. We want them to have the science to make the best recommendations.
Surgeon General Vice Admiral Jerome Adams on Meet the Press yesterday, NBC. You hear both the president and the Surgeon General saying prepare for perhaps some bad numbers this week. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.